How it can reveal, how it's done, I don't know. Similar components from the explosive devices have been found at all four murder sites, leading detectives to believe that each of the 10-pound rucksack bombs was the work of one man. They also believe that the materials used were not homemade, but sophisticated military explosives, possibly smuggled into Britain. So, you know, we've got potential here of understanding the compartmentalization of how these inside jobs are done. And this is military hardware, apparently.
I put a couple of statements on my website from a newspaper article, which just pinpoints how the media have something put in their face. But as I was talking about earlier, the official line is the way they go. They won't go beyond it. And they said in the newspaper that investigators said the bombs that brought the British capital to a standstill Thursday were made of sophisticated high explosives. While it is possible the explosives were industrial military materials obtained on the black market, investigators said it's too early to pinpoint where the terrorist bombers got the ingredients.
Right.
Now, when you do real research, you say to yourself, well, hold on a minute. Maybe the terrorist bombers didn't have to get the ingredients, because maybe it was a military special operations job where they already have the ingredients to start with.
You got
but
it.
No, instead of looking at a bigger possibility, it goes straight into investigators declined to say if they were looking for specific suspects, but repeated their assertion that the bombers bore the signature of Al-Qaeda.
Right.
The terror network blamed for the September 11th attack. So again, it's keeping the propaganda simple. Hitler said in Mein Kampf, all propaganda must be so popular and on such an intellectual level that even the most stupid of those towards whom it is directed will understand it.
Tabloid propaganda.
Yeah, and that's what they've done with this whole terrorist situation.
In the blue corner, they've put Al-Qaeda,
which is an invented organization overwhelmingly, and in the red corner, they have put themselves as the good guys. It's like you know, a wrestling show. This is the one to boo. This is the one to cheer. This is the intellectual level they're operating on.
It's WWF, World Wrestling Foundation, or Federation, whatever the hell it is.
Exactly. Yeah, That's what it is.
Yeah,
And Hitler's assertion is being followed to the letter, because if you make it too complex, then the simplicity of reaction that you're looking for, you won't get.
And every story, even, let's say that there was a grain of truth in this story, which there may be, but the story itself, as you said earlier, stays within the parameters of the official line. It doesn't stick its nose much outside the boundaries it's supposed to stay in.
The media is very much like the population in general. We have that Japanese national phrase, really, don't be the nail that stands out above the rest, because that's the first one to get hit.
And that's the truth.
In the media, you know that if you go beyond certain walls of what you're reporting and what you're investigating, then there's going to be consequences for it. And indeed, you've got to get the stuff in the paper anyway through the editing process. And so it's like a similar thing to where they put mice in these mazes. And when they go down certain routes, they get an electric shock. And when they go down other routes, the desired routes of the people running the experiment, then they don't get an electric shock. And in the end, what happens is the mice, the rat, whatever it is, goes down the desired route without being forced to do so, because it's worked out that if it goes there, it's bad news in terms of the electric shock, and if it goes here, it doesn't. And that basic structure, Jeff, is how so many people in the media and in the population in general are kept in line. It's the line of least resistance, of least hassle. And I know from my own experience in the BBC, if you stay within certain parameters, then you go home at night and you come back the next morning and your job goes on, you have no hassle and no problems. If you go beyond it, then there are consequences. Life gets more difficult and more of a hassle, so you take the line of least resistance. And this is how, in such an overwhelming way, journalists do what the system wants without the system overtly looking over their shoulder and saying, hey, you can't write that. That does happen, of course.
That's exactly
but generally,
right.
It's self it's self-censorship to make life easier that goes on in the media.
Self-policed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the brilliance of it all, how it takes care of it. So it's like peer pressure with teenagers. They don't have to worry about a thing. The teenagers police themselves with, well, I must say, a certain amount of viciousness. It's pretty tough out there, but it's the same thing in the professions. You do a good job, you stay in your playpen, and everything will be fine for you. If you don't, life gets miserable.
Precisely. And the sad thing is that this devastatingly simple and devastatingly effective technique of problem reaction solution only survives because we have a compliant media. If when the official stories were announced, a real journalistic profession investigated them, as is happening with real journalists on the internet and in self-published books, etc., they would find that the official story just falls apart before their eyes. And they would then communicate that to the people, and the people would therefore react in a completely different way to what they do when the media just takes the official story and repeats it to the people. So problem reaction solution depends for its survival and success on a media not investigating the official story, and that's what they have, and that's why it is so devastatingly effective. But I must say, you know, I'm really, really encouraged by the numbers of people who, and I'm not alone in this, having this experience over the London bombings, who have not bought the official line this time. There is a terrific new skepticism, and it's programs like yours and Alex Jones and books that people like me write that have put this information out, and problem reaction solution, understanding that technique, is the greatest antidote to this agenda that you could possibly have, and it's starting to have an effect. It really is, and it's being made more difficult for these guys to sell these official nonsense stories like they could before, and it's going to just get worse for them.
They're going to have to change their little template and not use it again, because that's three times in a row now with these exercises going on at precisely the same moment that the alleged terror attacks occur. it's so transparent now, it's ugly. Hold on, Dave, we have to pause. We'll come right back live from London with David Icke in just a couple minutes. Say, David, that as you measure it, as do I, and as did Alex Jones report earlier tonight, more and more people are seeing right through this one. The template is there to be seen. The downside of that is that it may be the next one will have to be far more vicious and deadly to break this awareness down and try they're going to intensify the fear sweepstakes significantly to try to offset the awareness of the masses. And more and more people are at least intuitively saying there's something wrong here, even if they can't intellectually piece it together. But I hope I'm wrong. We talked earlier tonight about the next one may be something that kills 50,000, 100,000 people. We don't know. But I think the next one, they have to discard this template now. It's become very transparent.
Yeah, one of the problems they have, though, is that these Illuminati bloodlines are genetically extremely ritualistic, and they find it very, very difficult to break out of repeating patterns. And it's one of the things that makes them so unbelievably predictable. But sure, it's a situation we're facing now where it's like a rat being cornered. There's no doubt about it, from my own research and the way I'm seeing it over the years, that they are not as far ahead as they wanted to be in terms of this Orwellian state. The 9/11 effect has not gone on for as long as they thought. The skepticism has started to come in very, very powerfully, not least in Britain. And what does a cornered animal do when it's faced with, you know, a danger to its agenda in this case? It goes in a panic-stricken way, yeah, and starts thrashing out.
Exactly.
And in terms of what we're talking about, that could well be, and probably will be, they will up the ante on the scale of these events that they're putting on.
That's what I hear.
And that's the